On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Planning permission and red tape is one of the biggest barriers facing an increase in the number of new homes. There's a lot of processes stalling construction, and Ireland surprisingly has a history of big success. How can we get back to that level? Shane Dempsey is Director General of the Association of Consulting Engineers Ireland. Morning, Shane.
Morning, Jonathan. How are you?
How have we lost our way that bureaucracy is one of the main reasons that builders put forward that they can't get out and done?
I think it's accumulated incrementally over the last number of decades, I should say, so that every regulation when it starts out is an attempt to solve a problem. It's well-intentioned, but over time they just accumulate until you get a morass of delays, overlapping bureaucracies, delayed decision points, non-parallel decision making, so that effectively the time to build and design an infrastructure project or a house has tumbled over the last few years as the industry has invested in technology and productivity. But the overall time frame for delivery has increased exponentially because of the bureaucracies we're mentioning here. So the net effect, unfortunately, is that the Irish citizen has to wait longer for infrastructure than other European citizens. And of course, we are well conversant in the issues around housing. So the good news is we have a very dynamic engineering sector that can deliver and design projects quicker than ever. However, it's been dropped into the middle of this morass of overlapping bureaucracy.
Years ago, it used to be very simple and straightforward that you had a plan for something. You went to the local authority. They managed the roads. They managed the water. They managed a lot of the other infrastructural issues that were there. And now it is sent to 1,000 different agencies, none of whom want to work with each other. And it slows things down. You know, how can we unbake that particularly unpleasant cake?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Yeah, it will be extremely difficult. And I suppose on the horizon, the immediate horizon, there is probably some optimism for the first time in the industry around this issue. Minister Chambers in July launched an accelerating infrastructure report, which interestingly was the first government report we've seen where the hands were held up, mea culpa, there are too many delays, there are too many overlapping bureaucracies. This task force was quite interesting because it was manned and personed by individuals from within the state side, from within the contracting authorities like Ishke Éireann and ESB. So the individuals on the state side who are trying to build infrastructure. So they themselves identified all the barriers that industry had been talking about for years, and the Accelerating Infrastructure Report sets that out in stark reality. So the first step is admitting it. They've admitted that there's an issue, and I think at the end of November or December there'll be a second report with solutions to those barriers they've identified, and there's a bit of optimism around industry that Minister Chambers takes that report and uses it as a sword of Damocles, he can cut through some of this Japanese knotwood that's grown in the infrastructure delivery system over the last couple of decades.
It is there. Look, and I don't want to single out any particular agency, but the one that particularly boils my you-know-what is Irish Water. Because I don't know of a single agency that holds up development as much as Irish Water. Every single connection you have to pay for, which means if you're building a block of apartments, your cost goes astronomically high. We can talk about the fact that Irish Water haven't had enough investment and we don't have enough money going into water treatment works. In Cork City right now, water in parts of the city is coming out brown and has been for months, and nothing has been done to try and alleviate and to fix it. I mean, I know that it was born out of the wrong crisis, but when you have tolerance of that level, I mean, what hope have you got for engineers coming forward with plans if that one agency can decide, actually, no, great idea, but we can't do it?
Well, that agency and all the agencies that we've mentioned, AirGrid, et cetera, they all operate within a regulatory and legal framework and political framework. So all the agencies have the potential to, even though they are focused on building infrastructure, they have the potential to delay, but they're only delaying because they're responding to the system they're in, and that is a major problem. Like David McWilliams recently had an op-ed in a publication around the fact that there aren't enough engineers in the political system. There isn't one TD with an engineering background, but there are a number with a lawyerly background, and that can be an issue. That it's the legal framework that these entities find themselves operating within, and like from an engineering point of view, we have a really dynamic sector. It designs and builds fantastic projects around the world. We're renowned for data center design in particular. However, because of the infrastructure delays we've talked about, we haven't built up sufficient grid capacity to enable and continue, you know, the building of data centers within the Irish context. So all of those
Jack Chambers has said he's trying to address this, but the softly approach hasn't worked. We're going to have to get tough here. But who is it that gets tough?
It's really going to involve everybody rowing in behind this report. I don't think a minister in today's modern political system has anywhere near enough power to knock heads together as we may have seen in the past. It will have to be a team effort. Now, this infrastructure report has gives a roadmap, at least, where all agencies will have to come in. And there'll be interesting measures in there that will allow the likes of Uisge Éireann to identify key strategy projects or strategic projects that they can flex a bit, they can absorb more risk, they can accelerate delivery. Now, there's a big discussion that has to be had around the public good. In other European countries, the public good is well established and enshrined legally. So when a project comes onto the pipeline, we'll say it's identified as public good and everything accelerates and away you go. In China, for example, they can do
something else for those
10 days.
We can say the public good and they'll ignore that as well. Shane Dempsey, Director General of the Association of Consulting Engineers Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.